Make a noise like a whoop and just roll away.
Roll away.
Roll away.
Mutual presents The Beatrice Kay Show.
23 Skidoo.
For you kids.
Yes, it's Beatrice Kay with the Elm City Four and the orchestra conducted by Sylvan Levin.
If my slang is too thick, get a drum, beat it quick, and just roll, roll away.
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 And just roll, roll away.
You're invited to join Beatrice Kay at Mr. Patch's School of the Theater. Today, Mr. Patch has excused his pupils from their classes, and he's taken them all on a boating trip to celebrate the 4th of July. So, on board ship, steaming across the bay, we find Mr. Patch, all his students, and the First Lady of the faculty, Beatrice Kay.
Ah, Mr. Patch, what a wonderful day for a sail up the river.
Yes, Miss Kay, it's so beautiful, I am inspired to recite.
I was afraid of that.
The weather reminds me of that immortal poem which goes, everyone loves a summer day, even as you and I. What is so rare as a day in June?
Except a steak in July.
Can that be the last line?
I don't know.
Well, all right, everyone. Everyone, make yourselves comfortable. Get your deck chairs.
Yes, please, get your deck chairs.
Hey, that's my seat.
Hiya, Potter's rowboat.
Now, if you have any questions about the boat or about the general subject of navigation, don't bother to ask the captain. Feel free to ask me. I'm all yours. Isn't this a delightful day, Miss Kay?
Oh, yes. The bright sunshine. What a day for a picnic. It's perfect. Only one thing could spoil it. That's it.
Good gracious. Could that be rain? Could that be rain?
It ain't Chanel number 5.
Hey! That's my umbrella.
I am grandfather's raincoat.
All right, all right. Everybody inside. Clear the decks. A vast step. A vast. Everybody inside.
Gosh, Miss Kay, our whole day's ruined. The picnic's a flopperoo.
Oh, it isn't as bad as all that, Claude.
Oh, what do we
do? Oh, now, just a minute. We can have lots of fun here on the inside.
Oh, yeah? What can we do?
Silly boy. We can sing, shall we? Come on, Daryl. Why don't you sing? You brought your banjo with you.
All right, now let me see. Yes, I know one that just fits the occasion.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly. When the clouds
go. Gee, that sounds nice. Come on, join in, everybody. Everybody sing it. Come on. Good and loud now.
Down above this rainbow wonder, sweetheart, you and I, wait till the sun shines merrily by and by.
Well, that's more like it.
Do you know how the verse goes, Beatrice?
Yeah, I think I remember.
Well, sing it for us.
All right, I'll try. On a Sunday morn, sat a maid forlorn with a sweetheart by her side.
Through the window pane, she looked at the rain.
We must stay home, Joe, she cried. There's a picnic, too, at the old Point View. It's a shame it rained today.
Then the boy drew near. Kissed away each tear,
and she heard him softly say,
wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by,
we will be happy, Nelly. Don't you cry.
Down Mother's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by.
Hey, look, kids, it stopped raining. And the sun is coming out.
Oh, won't you wait?
Until the sun is shining brightly, Nelly.
Mr. Patch, it's clearing up. You can all go out on deck again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Captain.
Yes. Well, well, come along, everybody. Isn't it amazing how I get one sensational idea after the other?
Yes, yes, it's amazing.
First, I thought of having the school celebrate the 4th with this boat ride. Now I've another inspiration. Pupils, isn't it lovely out here on deck?
Yes!
Aren't we lucky to be on this invigorating cruise?
Yes!
And wouldn't it be a great idea to hold our dramatic class? Well, I think it's the perfect setting for a class. After all, I want to take every opportunity I can to give you training in the theatrical art. I want to take every opportunity I can to give you the benefit of my years of experience. I want to take every opportunity I can...
to make a buck.
Captain, shake hands. I think I'm going to like you.
Oh, there's the boatswain's whistle. Oh, the sea. Oh, the sea. Men, Skipper Patch. Oh, that's Skipper Patch. Says we must hold a class this minute. First mate, Kay, take over. I hope I'm not being corny.
Not very corny, but if we had beans, we could make succotash. Now, class, suppose we begin with a few questions about Shakespeare.
Ah, oh, that's fine, fine, Miss Kay.
Now, first of all, when Romeo met Juliet, what did he say? don't forget those noises, please. A second question, why did Cleopatra leave Julius Caesar and choose Mark Antony?
Would you repeat the question, Miss Kay?
I said, why did Cleopatra leave Julius Caesar? Please, the romance of Antony and Cleopatra was one of the greatest in all history. Who among us has ever known such a thrilling romance? Who has known such an inspiring love?
I have.
You, Cecil?
Me. I love her, but she doesn't love me. Oh, she's a wonderful girl. She works in a chewing gum factory.
Wrigley? Wrigley?
Only when she rumbles.
I walked right into that one. I deserve it.
Oh, I wish she loved me. But I never have luck with girls. Other fellows just whistle and they get girls.
Why don't you whistle?
I tried that.
What'd you get?
2 Cocker Spaniels and a taxi.
Well, I can understand that.
I've always been disappointed in love, Miss Kay. Even when I was a little baby.
Oh.
I'll never forget my first love. It was my nurse. But she was very fickle. She was always changing.
Huh? Oh, well, I suppose you'll tell me your nurse broke your heart.
That's right. But I was too young to carry the torch. Instead, I just carried a little lighted match. Oh, I never had a real sweetheart.
Now, Cecil, this is all very hard to believe. Certainly you must have gone out with a girl once.
Oh, sure. I'll never forget my first date with a girl. She was a mess. She had big buck teeth that were far apart.
Looked like a picket fence, huh?
Every time she tried to kiss me, I'd holler, "Don't fence me in."
But Cecil, why did you go out with her if she looked so awful?
Well, she was the first girl I ever went out with, and I was too young to know that girls are not supposed to look like that.
Oh, I sympathize with you. Now look, maybe I can help you. Let's suppose I'm the girl you're trying to win. How would you act? What would you say? Let's try it, huh? Now, you've just come into the living room, and I say, "Ah, Cecil, my little cucaracha.
Ah, Beatrice, my little caterpillar.
Ah, Cecil, my little beetle.
Ah, Beatrice, my little love bug.
Anybody got some DDT? Cecil, I know why you've come. You've come to propose. Ah, I see it all now. I'll sit home and knit tiny things for tiny little shoulders and tiny little arms.
Gee, thanks. I need a sweater. Oh, it's wonderful. We'll get married. I wonder what our children will look like.
Babies, I hope. You're not doing too badly, Cecil, and don't be discouraged. After all, no matter how difficult it may be for a boy to find romance, it's even more difficult for a girl.
It is?
Yes. I know of a case that's much more tragic than yours. She was a very glamorous girl. She was known as the Betty Grable of Bensonhurst. Night after night in Brooklyn, she'd sit alone in the park, saying to herself, "Here I am, and it's spring. The flowers are flowering. The brooks are brooking. And the birds are giving each other the birds. But I'm alone. Oh, my Latin lover. Oh, Maxie." "Why do you treat me this way? Even in school you were mean to me. You stole a bubble gum from behind my ear. I remember the way you always liked to play cops and robbers with real cops. But somehow I forgive you. I guess I love you, Maxie, even though you don't treat me right. Yeah. Every night I look at your picture on the wall in the post office. Everybody wants you, Maxie. But I love you, and I'll always keep my promise. I said that I would wait for you forever. Maxie, I meant every word I said. The thought of not waiting forever never entered my head. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Maybe you don't love me anymore. How long must I wait for you to keep our date? Could it be, sweetheart, that you are sore? I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. You told me that you'd call me back that day. I'm wasting my youth in a telephone booth. How could you treat your only love that way? I was young and healthy when you left me. Has your love grown cold? You're acting strange. Could it be your fickle? Or didn't you have a nickel? If you'd have written, I'd have sent the change in a postcard. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Could it be you found somebody new? I'll wait for your phone call just 18 more. But after that, we are through. Those Brooklyn Dodgers. But after that, we are through.
All right, Miss Kay. Miss Kay, I think we're getting pretty near our destination. Class dismissed.
Ahoy there! Ahoy! Ahoy!
Oh, you. Oh, Captain, I've been admiring your ship all morning. I'll bet you love her.
Oh, yes, Miss Kay, I'm just crazy about all kinds of ships. I like sloops, ketches, schooners, sailboats. Ah, but for myself, I like a yawl.
What'd you say?
I said I like a yawl.
Well, shut my mouth. I'll lock you off, too.
Oh, yes, I like that.
Yes, I do.
You know, Miss Kay, it's good to be out at sea again.
Yes?
Oh, what a thrill it is to run a boat. Miss Kay, do you know what it means to be the skipper of your own boat? Do you know what it means to get up in the morning and step on your own bridge?
Yes, it means you can't eat till you get it fixed.
Ah, yes, those rolling waves. Those rolling waves. You know, I've had many an adventure at sea, Miss Kay.
Oh, I'll bet you have, Captain.
Yes, you know, Miss Kay, I shall never forget the time I was courting the daughter of an old sea dog. The girl and I were sitting in her father's cabin. He was a jolly sort of chap. Very friendly, you know. He said to me, I'm going to turn my face the other way, young man, so you can steal a kiss.
What did you do?
What could I do? I kissed him.
I imagine there's lots of problems operating a steamer, Captain.
Ah, yes, Miss Kay. Sometimes, you know, the motor gets sick.
Sick?
Certainly. You know, I shall never forget the time I looked and saw the whole motor covered with red rust spots.
Red rust spots on the motor? Well, what was wrong with her?
She had measles in her diesel.
She had Oh, Captain. Hey, look, just ahead of us. Aren't we approaching those picnic grounds?
What makes you think so?
A salami sandwich just floated by.
A salami sandwich to the starboard! Salami sandwich to the starboard!
A salami sandwich to the starboard!
A salami sandwich to the starboard!
Captain, why all the excitement about that?
Why, Miss Kay, haven't you heard of the meat shortage?
Yes, I heard...
Oh, Miss Kay, we've sighted land.
I know, Mr. Patch. Shall I round up everyone?
Yes, hurry.
Okay. Land ho! Land ho!
Oh, these nautical terms, land ho. Oh, my. My captain, you certainly have some interesting equipment here. I've just been admiring your control board.
You have?
Yeah, all those gadgets. Isn't it difficult to keep track of them all?
Keep track. Are you asking me, Captain Ferguson, if I have difficulty, sir? Why, my good man, when I'm here on the poop deck, I can face any problem at all. Poop-faced Ferguson, I'm called.
Well, Captain, what's that little red button for?
That little one right there?
Yes.
Well, you see, that controls the ship-to-shore radio. Listen.
Calling patrol boat 14. Calling patrol boat 14. You are now 15. Happy birthday. Now, men of the sea, are you embarrassed by a protruding bulkhead? Is there a humiliating squeak every time you lower your gangplank? To receive our helpful booklet, just tear off the top of your steamboat and mail it to us.
Okay, Mr. Patch. The gang's ready to land. How we doing, Captain? Need any help, old boy?
Well, you might repeat my orders, Miss Kay. You know, shout them down to the crew.
Okay.
Heave to the starboard side!
Heave to the starboard side!
Stand to the forecastle!
Stand to the forecastle!
Tote that barge! Lift that bale!
Get a little drunk till you land in jail!
You going to steer the boat into the dock now?
Yes.
Well, you know you can't steer that great big steamboat into that tiny narrow dock.
Oh, Miss Kay, of course I can. I docked here yesterday.
But, Captain, you can't do it. This steamboat is much too big for that little bitty dock.
No, it isn't. I docked here yesterday. I'm going in. Oh. I just remembered. Yesterday I had a canoe.
Oh. Okay, everybody, down the gangplank and off to the woods. Follow me.
Yeah.
Hi ho,
it's through the woods we go. The bees will sting, they are not me.
And you can't sit down for at least a week. Hi ho,
hi ho, hi ho, hi ho,
hi ho. It's through the woods we go.
Miss Kay.
Hi ho. What is it, Cecil?
When do we eat?
Now, Cecil, remember, you're a very delicate boy. So when we spread out our picnic lunch, don't overeat. Don't be a pig.
A pig?
Yes, you know. When you were a little boy and you ate too much for dinner, what did your mother say you ate like?
My father.
Miss Kay. Miss Kay.
Yes, Mr. Patch.
Are you going to barbecue a steak for us?
Of course I am, Mr. Patch.
Well, are you sure you know how to do it?
Oh, certainly. Everybody knows how to barbecue steak for a picnic. You take a thick, juicy steak. Broil it. Cover it with slabs of creamy butter. Hmm? Then you drop it in the dirt and open a can of salmon.
Well, Miss Kay, if anything does go wrong with the steak, have we anything else to serve?
Absolutely. See in my picnic basket? How do you like this chicken?
There's a piece of paper on it.
Shh, that's the white meat.
Miss Kay.
Yes, Claude?
Look what I brought for the picnic, a cookbook. See, it says on the cover, this was written by a famous Italian chef, Pagioni.
Pagioni?
Here's his name in the cookbook, Pagioni.
That's page one.
Oh.
Pagioni.
I'll breathe this wonderful air. I love the woods, I love the woods. You know, Miss Kay, I'm a naturalist. I can identify all the sounds of nature. Listen. That thin little voice is that of the cricket.
Ah, yes, you're right, Mr. Patch. That chirping is beautiful. Do you know the cricket makes music by rubbing its legs together? Just imagine, making music just by rubbing its legs together.
Well, what's so marvelous about that?
Can Benny Goodman do it?
Well, Miss Kay, while the students are setting up for the picnic, would you care to stroll in the woods with me?
Mr. Patch, you fool.
No. No, I mean, shall we steal off into the woods and explore a bit? Perhaps we'll see a bit of wildlife.
All right, Mr. Patch, I'll take along my air rifle. I brought it along just in case we go on a bit of a hunt, you know. Top-ho, pip-pip, good hunting, tally-ho.
Easy now. Go quietly. Watch these leaves and branches. Don't make noise. You'll scare the animals away. Ah, look, on the ground. Tracks. They look like bear tracks.
Bear tracks?
It means adventure.
That's for me.
It means excitement.
That's for me.
It means grabbing the animal and wrestling with it.
That's for you.
Shh, quiet, Miss Kay. I hear something moving in the underbrush. It's moving fast.
So am I. Goodbye.
Hey, go. Come back here. Get your rifle ready. That animal may be dangerous. Let him have it as soon as you see the whites of his eyes.
Suppose he's wearing sunglasses.
No, Miss Kay, don't be silly. See? With the bushes there? Ready?
Ready?
Take aim. Shoot!
I got him, Mr. Patch!
Oh, goody, is he a goner?
I'll say he's a goner. And now there's just one thing I want to know.
What's that?
How do you stuff a game warden? It was a wonderful picnic, wasn't it, Mr. Patch?
Yes, it certainly was, Miss Kay. And this moonlight boat ride makes the ideal ending for it. Miss Kay, I want to have a serious talk with you.
Serious?
Yes. You know, you've been an employee of mine for a long time.
Yes, Mr. Patch. I remember my first payday 8 years ago.
Yes, 8 years ago, I gave you your first paycheck.
Yeah. I wonder when I'll get the second.
Kay, do you work here just for money? No. Should we be concerned with silly details like paychecks? No. Is money everything? No.
Would you mind running through that again with my answers?
I know, Miss Kay, and you've been very sweet about it.
All right.
So I'm going to show you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, you silly man.
Miss Kay. Miss Kay, I'm leaving my little school at the theater.
Shit. What'd you say?
I've had an exciting, intriguing offer from Hollywood. I've been offered the perfect part.
I thought Tarzan had a mate.
I've had an offer, and so I'm stepping out of the school. Now for my little surprise. Miss Kay, because you work so hard for me, I'm turning the school over to you.
You mean I'm going to own the school?
Exactly, Miss Kay. Of course, it calls for a great ability, great knowledge of the theater.
Well, Mr. Patch, after all, I do know something about the theater.
Well, so do a few others.
Who, for instance?
Oh, Catherine Cornell, Helen Hayes, Gertrude Lawrence, Ingrid Bergman, Bill Garson, Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, and Barbara Stanwyck.
I mean, besides them.
Well, will you take the school over, Miss Kay?
It's a deal, Mr. Patch.
Down Lovers Lane will wander,
been staring at that moon very intently, Miss Kay. Thinking about yourself as the new owner of the school?
No. I've been thinking about tomorrow, the 4th of July. And a guy named Joe.
A guy named Joe?
Yes. I've been thinking that at the 4th of July baseball game, parade, or party tomorrow, Joe won't be able to make it. 264,000 Joes won't be there. They'd like to have come, but when they hit the beach at Tarawa or stepped off an LCI at Anzio, their plans were changed. They can't be with us because they wanted to make sure that when this 4th of July rolled around, this would be the United States of America, not the United States of Germany. That's how much the United States meant to Joe. What it means to each of us would take a long, long time to explain. But we've developed a symbol for what America has come to mean. And George M. Cohan said it to music. There's a feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. And it's you like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true and red, white, and blue, where there's never a ghost or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag. Melody untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, let's join the jubilee. And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. Why, you're the emblem. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag. Keep your eye on that grand old flag. Thank you. It's me again. I've got a very fancy job taking over Mr. Patch's school for myself, so I hope you'll join me and the gang next week, along about the same time when I take my first whack at it. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody, and until next week, good night.
The Beatrice Kay Show is directed by Herb Palazzi, written by Howard Merrill and Coleman Jacoby, and the orchestra is conducted by Sylvan Levin. Listen again next week at this same time over most of these mutual stations for The Beatrice Kay Show. This program came to you from the Mutual Long Acre Theater in New York. Next Wednesday, start listening a half hour earlier and hear a solid hour of laughs and music. First, the novel program, What's the Name of That Song? And then The Beatrice Kay Show. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.